My name is Michelle Scott. I'm a Writing Freedom Fellow. I'm going to be reading from my essay, Doing Whatever It Takes to Create a Prison Garden, published by the Marshall Project. Work crews were often assigned to go prune rose bushes, privet hedges, or install plants in front of the housing units. Part of my job was to load whatever we needed for those projects onto the loading cart and drive it to wherever it needed to go. Many times the staff saw me drive by with potted plants loaded into the back of my cart. What they didn't know was that I had often hid hormone powder, seed packets, a hose spray nozzle, plant fertilizer, and even worms, which would also improve the quality of the hardpan soil, into the soil at the bottom of those plants. I dropped my hidden supplies off at my unit and then continued on my way. The staff didn't have a clue. Mine was the art of procurement, the act of liberating something from its captivity in one place to bring it somewhere else, usually someplace closer to me. Timing my drop-offs was most important of all. When was certain staff taking lunch? Who had called in sick? I had to be ever watchful, so I was. And not only did I get the big sacks, I also got loads of cinder blocks, the very material that my prison walls are made of, which I needed to make a barrier around my plants. Now, after 2 decades of tending to the plants, I have learned how different birds sound, from the agitated pitch of white-crested house sparrows, fussing as they chase each other through the small bushes, to the excited chirping of the gulls. Within these moments of observation, I'm not thinking about this place. I don't notice the razor wire. My ears are closed to the arguments about dope or prison love that drift along the walkway. I'm distracted from the truth that another year has passed in this place. I am in that shared moment with the birds. Water cascades down my feathers. My beak dips into the water. For an instant, I am free.